Kavasher Weiss, Pesach, Tashin Pei Dalet, April 16, 2020.
What a schus it is to have Rav Weiss with us to help get ready for Pesach. The truth is that we recognize the special schus that we have tonight, but we have a similar schus very, very often. A chag does not go by without the Minchas Asher's Torah mentioned within these walls. Pesach, we've spoken about chukos ha-Pesach v'chukos ha-Para. We've spoken about tam ha-mitzvah v'hagdaras ha-mitzvah, Rav Gamliel shlosh ha-dvarim, bikesh lavan ha-arami, alai, Esav, lavan Yosef, the graz alai, and Rav Weiss's hosafa of the three types of tzaras. And we also remember the stories Echor Chacham and Rebbe Levi Yitzchak at the beginning of the Seder. And it's not just before the Chagim. I would dare to say that on most days in this shul throughout the year, Rav Weiss's Torah reverberates in these walls. Ratzon HaTorah, Yesod Yeyush, Torah Sakinyanim. And this is just the lumdus, not even touching on the Machshava. But besides the Torah, I once heard a Rav say, the Ar Sameach is amazing, but what's even more amazing is the Meshech Chachma. And what's even more amazing was Rav Meir Simcha. So the Minchas Asher is amazing, but what's even more amazing is Rav Asher Weiss. He has the heart of the nation in his heart. His love for fellow Jews is boundless. Yehi Ratzon that Hashem give him many more years to lead us. Ad Bias Goel Tzedek.
My dear friend Rabbi Rosner, Rabbi Shankalevsky, and Kahal Kodesh. I am somewhat surprised. I thought a birthday is confidential information. So, yes, tonight is my birthday, and thank you for the party. So I see no greater way to celebrate a birthday than our Botzis Torah, than bringing hundreds of people together just to learn and just to be inspired and just to enjoy the beauty of Torah. My family, my kids plan to come together tonight when I come home from this year, so I will not be able to hang around much after this year. But it is a big schus. It's a big schus. So I too especially thank Shai Lesnick, also known as Mark Lesnick, but since we first met, between me and him, it's Shai. And I don't know whether I told you how we got to know each other. It was many years ago in Wengen in Switzerland. Probably 20 years, I don't know how many years, many years ago. And I gave a shiur every night. And there was one individual, one of many, whose smile lit up the room, and I found myself looking at him more than any other person in the room. And after the shiur, he approaches me and he says, are your shiurim available on the web, on the internet? I said, no, but we do have a plan, maybe eventually, to have a site. And he says, why don't you have one? So I said, we still don't have the money. And he says, you do. And I say, I don't. And he says, you do. And who is this strange person to tell me you do? And then he asked me, so how much do you think it'll cost? I think at the time I said $15,000. If I would have known him, I would say $150,000. I think at the time I said $15,000. And he said, well, you have it. And that is how my shulam first appeared on the internet, and I think probably hundreds of thousands of many more people were exposed to Torah in this way. So I thank Shai for introducing me to this community as well, and we should only share Beseder's Tovus. Tonight's year is dedicated Le'ilui Neshama, as was mentioned, and also to Refuah Shleima for Netan Yankov Ben Yehudit Sarah, who was a soldier that was badly injured. I visited him yesterday in the hospital. Bati lechazek v'yatzati mechuzak. I was so inspired. And these young soldiers are heroes not only on the battlefield, but at home and in the hospital wards. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send them a refuah shleima min hashamayim, and also for Moshe Aharon bat Yael Bela, young soldier that was badly injured, and this week after, I think, 2 months, first time, put on tefillin, and he and the family are so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he still needs a lot of our tefillas. I also dedicate the shiur refuah shleima for Devorah bat Erika, a young woman who needs a refuah shleima, and for Miriam bat Ariela, a 19-year-old girl that also needs a refuah shleima min hashamayim. So caring for all these people, let's learn. So we just have a few days till Pesach. And when I have an opportunity to give a shiur to a community, I always prefer that the sugya should not be one specific sugya confined, but rather broader concepts that have significance in many other sugyas as well. And we will try to do the same tonight. Kosav HaRambam Perek Zayin Halacha Vav Mehilchas Chometz HaMatzah B'chol Doyim V'Doyim Chayav Odem Laharas HaSatzma Kilo Huzah Sheyotzim HaMetzahim Shenema V'Oysono Hoitzi Misham So the Nusach and the Gemara is Chayav Lirot Et Atzmau. The Nusach of the Rambam Chayav Lahrot Et Atzmau. It's not only the way you feel and see yourself, but it needs to be obvious. It needs to have expression and manifestation in the way you act at the Seder night. Lefichach, Mamshich HaRambam, Kishesoyed Odom Balayla, Zeh Tzarich Lachol V'Lishtot V'Hu Meisev Derech Cheirus, and he needs to drink Dalet Kaisis. So the Rambam says that Derech Cheirus, which is Heseiva, is an expression of the fundamental idea Chayev Laharis Es Atzma Kilo Hu Zeh Sheyotzim HaMitzrayim. And the Rambam quotes two psukim. How do we know Shabakol Doy Vedoy Chavodim Laharas Atzmaki Ilu Yotzim Mitzrayim? Vaisono Hoitzim Misham Vizucharto Ki Eved Oyisu. You were an Eved. And in the God we crow a third Pasuk Ba'avur Zeh Osu Hashem Li Vitzayisi Mitzrayim. So would we conclude that the save is a mitzvah diuraisa, or is it a mitzvah de rabbanon? If the way to express your feeling, Kielu, you are the one that was redeemed from Eretz Mitzrayim, if the way to do that is a seva, would we say that a seva is a deoraisa? So two concepts I discuss a lot, and one of them was just mentioned by the Rav, I think. So in my svarim, more than one source, I spoke at great length about the concept of Nimsa HaDover L'Chachom. And when the Torah gives us a general rule, a klal, V'ein b'chlal ela masha b'frat, and the general rule has no significance unless we know what are the details, Ma HaProtim sheb'chlal, and the Torah doesn't say what are the protim, and neither does the Torah give us a key, a mafteach, to understand what are the details of the general klal. In those cases, nimsar adavar hachachomim v'divrei hachomim ki divrei Torah heimo. And the way I wrote it, the way I expressed it, in those cases, the chachomim are not only commentators, but legislators. Lo rak parshanim, elegam מחוקקים. ולפי זה יש בידם גם להקל באיסור דיורייתא. It is as if הקדוש ברוך הוא tells the חכמים, אני ואתם נטייל בגן עדן. אני ואתם ניתן תורה לישראל. And this is a joint endeavor. And I brought many examples. מלאך זכר המועד, הודור, בדלת מינים. On the other hand, there's another concept I discussed at length in my svarim, which is mitzvah de rabbanan sheyesh lo ikar min ha-Torah. So Baruch Hashem, I think I wrote about approximately 35 svarim. I stopped counting some while ago. Ein ha-bracha mitzuyah ela bedavar ha-samui min ha-ayin. But so this year a new Haggadah came out, and I am so sorry that for the past week I don't have any Haggadahs, and so many people turned to me to buy and miscalculated. The entire print was snatched off the markets in a week and a half. I sent my son in all the swarm stores in Yerushalayim, buy me Haggadahs full price. And in the entire city of Yerushalayim, he found five Haggadahs which I bought. because I didn't even have enough to give to the donors. So, Baruch Hashem. One of the svarim I wrote, people learn only once in 7 years, and I regret that. And that is Minchas Shoshan Shvi'as. So, a new edition comes out every Shmita year, once in 7 years. So, in Minchas Shoshan Shvi'as, there's an amazing siman about Mitzvah de Rabbonon sheyesh lo ikar min ha-Torah. And I have a discussion with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, Mitzvah de Rabbanan sheyesh lo ikar min ha-Torah sveiko lechumra. And I brought many sources, shesveiko lekula. So let me explain what is the concept of a Mitzvah de Rabbonon sheyesh lo ikar min ha-Torah. Kos v'Rambam perik yud ala delocha alaf melchus ovel. Biker choylem. הכנוסס אורחם, לבוי אסמס, ניחום אבילם, לסמיה חוסם וקלה. All these are mitzvahs מדבריה, mitzvahs דרבונן, and they are defined as גמילס חסודם בגופוי. There is גמילס חסומם בממיינוי, which is giving money, and there is גמילס חסודם בגופוי, just be engaged in helping people, making them happy. So the Rambam writes, these are mitzvahs that are bonon, and they are all included in v'ahavtal reyachu kamoicho. So this is somewhat perplexing. If it's v'ahavtal reyachu kamoicho, it's min ha-Torah. And the Rambam in that very same halacha writes, these are mitzvahs midivrayim. So the way I explain it, anybody that is engaged in any of these mitzvahs is mekayim a mitzvah seseid yuraisa v'ahavtal reyachu kamoicho. Anyone that abstains from any of these mitzvahs is mevatel a mitzvah de rabbonon. He's not mevatel a mitzvah de uraisa. How could that be? Very simple. The Rambam's understanding of yahavtu rareichu kamoicho, as the Rambam explains twice in Mishnah Torah, Yudalid Ovel, and in Hilchos Deos as well. This is not only about your sentiments, about your feelings, about your emotions, the way you feel towards other Jews. It is about your actions and your deeds. Linoig keminhag ha'oyhavim. The way you act, react, interact with people must be based on ahava. And therefore, anybody that is helpful to others in times of need or in times of pain, mecham aveilem b'kecholem machnas esarchem, is mekayim the mitzvah after achu kamoicho. But if you abstain from any of these, you're not mevatel a mitzvah diuraisa, because there are 1,000 ways in which a person could express in action his love for a fellow Jew. In a day of chamsin, stand on the corner with 10 bottles of cold water and offer a cold drink to passerbys. That would be a beautiful expression of Yahavtu Rareichu Kamoicho. It's not included in the Rambam's list. So there are many ways in which a person could be mekayim Yahavtu Rareichu Kamoicho. It doesn't necessarily need to be by Biker Choylem or Achnos Esarchem. And therefore, These are mitzvahs that are banan. Aval ikaram men ha-toyra. Performing any of these deeds is a mitzvah. Mitzvah to say d'oraita. Abstaining from any of these is an aveda d'rabbanan. So how do we define the relationship between chayav odem laharas asatzma kiliyotzma mitzlayim and kishesoyed odem balayla azet zarich lechol v'reshtot kishuhu meisev derech chelus? Is it like nimsa dov lachachomim and it would be a diuraisa? Or is it more similar to b'haftu rachakum oichom? It would be a mitzvah d'rabbonon sheyesh lo ikar min ha-toyel. I think the second approach is the more reasonable one. And that very same halacha that Rambam writes, the dalet koisis as well is a manifestation of laharis esatz makirot sema mitzayim. And dalet koisis clearly is a mitzvah d'rabbonon and not a mitzvah d'urais. So heseva is a mitzvah d'rabbonon. But it's a mitzvah d'rabbonon sheyesh lo ikar min ha-toyra. And according to the Chazon Ish, that has more significance and more chumrah than any other mitzvah d'rabbonon. The Brisker Rav, Chidush HaGrizel HaRambam, Perek Zayin, El Cheschom Etzamatze, has a lengthy discussion. And his chakira, the way he presents it is hesevo a mitzvah bifnei atzma? And if we try to list, how many mitzvahs do we have in the Seder night? How many mitzvahs are unique l'leil haseder? We would say five. Torah min ha-Torah, and that is achilat matzah, sipui yitziat mitzrayim. Three are midrabanan, maror bizman hazeh, when we don't have korban pesach, moror bizman hazeh is derabanan. Dalet koisis and hesevo, or maybe hesevo should not be defined as a mitzvah, but rather as a detail, a prat b'mitzvahs matzah v'dalet koisis. How do we understand the seva? Matzah dalet koisis, you need to eat. Kezayis toich kedei achiles pras v'heseva. And a seva is a prat, a detail in mitzvahs matzah v'dalet koisis. Or rather, tzarich le'asev. Matai tzarich le'asev? B'shah she'uchlim matzah v'shutim dalet koisis. The nafkeman would be if a person ate matzah or drank dalet koisis without a seva. If we say it's a prat of a mitzvah matzah, then it's makav. Then you need to eat matzah again and drink those koisis again. But if we say a seva is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, then if you ate matzah without a seva, you were yoytze matzah and you lost the mitzvah of a seva. And it's a ma'uvat lo yuchal itkon. V'chisron lo yuchal lehimanot. And the Brisker Rav goes on and he says, it's a machlokes Rambam in Rosh. Because the Rosh, Perek, Avei Psochim, says if you eat matzah without a seva, you need to eat again v'heseva. And the same with dalet koisis. So obviously, according to the Rosh, a seva is a detail, a prat and mitzvah matzah. But the Rambam writes, Eimosay tzorech lehesev, b'shas achilas matzah v'shtiyas dalet koisis, v'shar achilato v'shtiyato im hesev hareze mishubach. So it's clear in the Rambam that a seva is not confined only to matzah and dalet koisis. Shar achilos v'shtiyas im hesev hareze mishubach. So the Rambam maintains a seva is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. So according to the Brisker Rav, according to the Rambam, hesev is not ma'akev in matzah. So I disagree with this conclusion for several different reasons. Shulchan Aruch, Tofayin Hesif Aleph says, could I have a Mishnah Berurah? Is one available? I think I'm quoting Tufayim Bey Siv Zayin and not Tufayim Hey Siv Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch says, whenever you need Heseva, that means matzah and dalet koisis. If you ate or drank without a seva, tzarich lachzor lechol v'leshtot. And if this halacha is a disagreement between the Rambam and the Rosh, the Rambam would always follow, the Beis Yosef would always follow in the footsteps of the Rambam, and the Ramo would pass in the Rosh. And the Shulchan Aruch says, if you need a seva and you wait for a seva, tzarich lachzor v'rechon. As I guessed, tofayim beisiv zayin. Kol mi shetzorach a seva. Im achalu shetah v'lo a seva, lo yatzah v'tzarich lachzor v'rechon v'leshtot beisiva. So if that would be the Rosh, and the Rambam disagrees, the Beis Yosef would pass in the Rambam. So it is clear that the understanding of the Beis Yosef was, this is not a matter of dispute, of disagreement at all. And the Ramon, this very same Sif, Ben Shimachat, Toch Kedei Dibur, he says, Sev is Ma'akev and Dalat Kaisis, I need to drink again. Ve'lachat Chila, Yesev Bekol HaSe'uda. So the Ramon calls the Ramon and the Rosh together. So this is not a Machlaikis at all. So there are two different ways to explain. And whenever in my Shiurim I say two Drochim, the main one is number two. And not number one. And that is why I start with number one. Because if I start with number two, there would be no point in saying number one. But number one makes sense as well. So, interpretation number one would be that Rambam agrees to the understanding of the Briskarov and the Rosh. A seva is a din nisuyim in matzah and dalet koisis. When the Rambam writes, "Shar chilato v'shtiato yemei seva reze mishubach," zelo medin haseva. Where else do we find this expression, "Hareze mishubach"? Balela seder. Kol amar bela seper hareze mishubach. Even though sebi esias mitzayim is clearly defined. The Rambam writes, Perek Zayin Aluchah Alav, Mitzvah Saseh Shal Torah Lesaper Benisim V'Niflaot Shenasu Lavo Yiseinu. However, Kol Amer V'Lesaper includes many more things. And the biggest proof is 1,001 Haggadahs, more than 1,001. And all these Haggadahs are Divrei Torah that Gedolei Yisrael shared at the Seder night. So we have different types of Agudas. Pilpul, Chidush, Vortim, Vertlach, and a Vort and a Vertl are not the same. Close, but they're not the same. Were all these Gedolim Mevatl and Mitzvah Saseh of Lesaper Benisim Venefluis? Does this mean nothing? So to me it is clear, to be yoitze the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's only one way. Tell the story of the miracles. However, anything associated, even remotely, with Yetzias Mitzrayim is included in Kol Amarbe Mesaper Hareize Mishubach. So Arash Koilom, his wife, is the manhelet of a seminary. They're both extremely well-learned and intelligent. And they're made up a week before Pesach. You prepare the maral. The woman says, I'm going to prepare the Pachad Yitzchok Rabbi Yitzchok Kotler, and we're going to have the most amazing Seder in town. It'll be so profound and so special. So the entire night, he shared the ideas of the maral, and she put in Rabbi Yitzchak Kotner, the Pachad Yitzchok, Bitlu mitzvat asei, v'lo yatzu yedei chovat zipu yetzias Mitzrayim. And that is what the Baal Haggadah means when he says, afilo kolon hachachomim v'kolon avoinim v'kolon yoidim es ha-toira. There's no other way. Mitzvah oleinu lesaper yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the story that you need to share. And you need to emphasize miracles. So a kid comes home from Sunday school. Leila Seder, his father asks him, so what's the story? What do they tell you? And he says, many years ago, ages ago, our forefathers were living in a land called Egypt. And the leader was a tyrant, a dictator. He wasn't a liberal at all. And the Jews suffered terribly. And then a young, charismatic, dynamic leader arose amongst the Jews, and his name was Moshe. And he brought the people together and gave them hope and organized a rebellion. And the rebellion was successful. And they left Egypt. And they sabotaged the bridge over the river. And then when the Egyptians were on the bridge, you know, they blew it up and they all fell into the sea and they drowned. Most of the story is true. No question that Moshe was a dynamic, charismatic leader. And he gave the people hope. No question that Pyro was a dictator. But that's nothing. Mitzvahs aseh lesaper benisim v'nefelois. You need to emphasize. We left Eretz Mitzrayim by miracles, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us miracles. But Kol HaMor B'Nesaper is far more inclusive. So maybe when the Rambam writes, Shar Achilato V'Shviyato Em Heisav Areza Meshuvach, that comes from Kol HaMor B'Nesaper Areza Meshuvach. Whatever you do on this night, which conveys a message of Cheirus Areza Meshuvach. But maybe the proper din of a Seva is confined to Matzah V'Dalet Koses. I said maybe. I do not think this is the right interpretation. The Briskarov, for some reason, emphasizes the Seifa of the Rambam, the end of Aloch Ches. What's more important, in my opinion, is the Resha, the beginning of Aloch Zayin. The Rambam writes, B'chol do'i v'do'i ha'avudum l'ha'as na'atsum kiyos l'sayim. Lefichach. And this sentence is so clear and so powerful. Lefichach. Kishesoed ha'adam b'layla hazeh. Tzarich le'chol v'lishtot v'humesev derech cheirus. That's the mitzvah of a seifa. That's the clearest definition. Kishesoed ha'adam b'layla hazeh. Tzarich le'chol v'lishtot v'humesev derech cheirus. It's not exclusively about matzah and dalet koses. Kishes so'ed ha'adam b'layla zeh. However, Chachamim did give us different levels in the mitzvah of a seifa. Matzah and dalet koses ma'akev. Shar achilos avishti osay lechatchila. Why is that? Rak achilat chuva v'shar lomar tzirich lachzor v'lechum. Achila she'einena chuva, it's not shaykh to say a seiva is ma'akev. You have no chiyuv to eat fish and meat. So if you ate below a seiva, so. The mitzvah of a seiva fundamentally is, kishesoed ha'adam b'layla hazeh, tzarich lechol v'reshot v'meisev derech eis. And then the Rambam gives us all the halachas of cheres. Isha etzel ba'ala. Ben lefnei aviv, talmid etzel rabo, hasibat yamin einenu heseiva. And only the last aloha is, emas etzorach leisev. Those are details. That's not the definition. Emas etzorach leisev. Bishas matzah v'dalat kois is a chiyuv. Shar achilos v'shtiyos yameisev v'rav v'shimach. Ve'im lav, eino etzorach. How do we understand these four words? Ve'im lav, Einoi Tzorach. What's the Revusa? So to me it is clear. We would have a Havei Amina. If you ate the meal, your soup, your fish, your meat, without a seiva, you need to eat again. You don't need to eat the same quantity you ate the first time, because then Afikoyim would be Achila Gasa and you've got a problem. But there would be a Havei Amina. Kishesoyed odam belayla hazeh, you need to eat yisuda beseiva. And if you did not, eat again. Piece of fish, piece of meat, whatever you want. A potato. Kamash malan? Lo. Asiva ma'akevet b'achilat chuva. Ilo ma'akevet b'achilat rushut. But the mitzvah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. And I see no contradiction. I think both assumptions and both interpretations of the Briskarov are true. And both are agreed upon by the Rambam and the Rosh, the Machaber and the Rambam. So on one hand, a save is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Kishesoed ha'adam b'layla hazeh tzarich lechol v'lishlot b'meisa b'lecheves. But then Chazal say, you're at different levels. Achilat chuva, siva ma'akevet. Achilat reshuta, siva ma'akevet. And this brings us to an additional chiddush. Kuf chesam edalach, the Gemara says, Morer ein tzorech haseva. The Rambam omits this din. The Rambam doesn't mention Morer. Why doesn't the Rambam bring a din that's in the Gemara? Velet man de palek. No one disagrees. Morer ein tzorech haseva. So it is clear, according to the Rambam, there would be a havamina that morer has the same din as matzah and dalat koisus, ki is achilat chovah. You need to eat baseva. Kamash malan, no. Morer is not like matzah and dalat koisus. It is like shar achilato vishtiato. Emheisa vareze mishumach. So the Rambam doesn't need to write, morer does not need a seva, because he writes, matzah and dalat koisus do need a seva. Morer is just like all the other stuff you're eating. Sharachi lefto v'shtiyoto. V'zeh chidush gedol shelefi Rambam. Lechat chile, it's preferable to eat morer be'aseva. Because morer has the same din as shar, achilato v'shtiyoto areze mishubach. If morer would be level number 3, then Rambam, we need to write that. And he does. Lo kedivra mishne brura. Sivkot niyu dalet. Tofayin hei. The Machaber says, Morer, yurchlenu beli haseva. So according to the Rambam, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch does not bring shar achilato v'shtiyato. So obviously Shulchan Aruch says, Morer, you should not eat b'seva. The mishne brura writes, but if you wish to eat b'seva, you could. According to the Rambam, lechatchila tzarich hasiva. Mishne Brura, based on most poskim, say no. Morer is neutral. If you wish, you could, but there is no need. It's not a lechatchila, but it's not a isa. Opinion number 3 is Leket Yosher, one of the great disciples of Trumas Hadeshen. Leket Yosher discusses the question, korech, with a seva or without. Godesh Pesach Minchas Rosheh says, with. That's the opinion of most poskim. But the reasoning of the Leket Yosher is fascinating. He says, Matzah b'zman hazeh min ha-Torah, Morer b'zman hazeh d'Rabbanan. So Matzah overrides Morer, and that's why Korech you should eat with a seva. It's clear in Leket Yosher that Morer one should not eat by a seva. And that's the source of our dilemma. What do you do with Korech? It's Morer, so you should not. It's Matzah, so you should. What's his decision? Matzah d'oraisa overrides Morer d'Rabbanan. And then the Leket Yosher writes, but I still think if you ate Morer by a seva, b'diyeved, so according to the Leket Yosher, just like matzah, you need to eat be'aseva because it expresses chelus. Morer, you need to eat shelo be'aseva because it expresses avdus. So there are 3 different opinions regarding the morer. So let me share with you a psak I gave about 35 years ago. Not that far back, but soon you're going to start guessing how old I am. Many years ago, my oldest daughter was a young mother, and in the middle of matzah, chilas matzah, the baby was crying. She got up and she took care of the baby, and she was eating matzah while she was standing, and I said, you need to eat a kazayis matzah again while you're seated. So there are more paskins that women in our day and age don't need a seder, because there are more paskins the ravyo. And the ravyo says, bizman says seder is not makiv, because even kings and nobles and presidents no longer eat their seder. Sidrei Seuda changed more than almost anything else in the modern world. When we learn in Brochus, a meal to them was a big event, big occasion. First they brought you into one room and you only washed one hand, and they served you wine. Then you got up, they took you to another room, then you washed both hands and you started with pas. Parperas leftoach et ma'ayim. We didn't know what it is, leftoach et ma'ayim. So the rabbi says today nobody eats leaning on his left side, so it's not makir. However, the Yerushalmi in Psuchim Samaches writes, what is the mitzvah of a seder? Lefi shedarkon shel avodim leachul ba'amida. Bnei chayrin eat while seated. And I say, well, today, important people don't eat leaning on their left side, but they don't eat while walking. Slaves and servants don't have the privilege to eat normally seated next to a table. B'nei chayrin don't eat while standing, and therefore, in my opinion, somebody ate matzah while standing and walking, even according to Ashkenazim. So that was a halacha that occurred to me in the middle of the Seder, and I told my daughter, sit down and eat another kazayis. Because if you ate while you're standing or walking, you weren't yates. So we discussed some interesting halachas and a fundamental sugya, which is his seva. One of the most popular segments of the Haggadah is Maaseh b'Rebbe Eliezer, the great Tanoim, Hayu Mesubim Kol Oto HaLaila b'Bnei Barak U'Mesaprim B'Yetziat Mitzrayim Ad Shebaou Talmideihem V'Amru Rabbeinu Higi Hazman Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis. What is Kol Oto HaLaila? What was special about that night? And everybody wonders, what brought the greatest gedolim of that generation, the greatest tanoim, each of them to leave his home, to leave his family, to leave his talmidim, to leave his community, and to come together? And where did they come together? In Bnei Barak by Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva was the youngest of the group. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua, and Rebbe Tarfon were the three rabbeim of Rebbe Kiva. His main rebbe was Rebbe Yeshua ben Hananya. But Rebbe Eliezer calls him Akiva Talmidi. And Akiva called Reb Tarfon his Rebbe. Rebbe Eliezer, in Masechet Sukkah, says, "Mishabeach ani et Atzlonim." One should not leave his home on Yom Tov. Yom Tov people should be at home. And Rebbe Eliezer leaves his home in Lod. Rebbe Yeshiva leaves his home in Pekin. And why? Levi Yomeli. I have no source for this, but Libi Omeri, because Libi medaber elai v'derech kal ani makshiv. I think it was one of the most darkest, most painful periods in our history. It was right after the Churban. The great Jewish warrior Bar Kochba still fought the Romans. And many thought that he would be successful in turning the tide, overcoming the Roman army, and rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. And Rebbe Kiva believed so as well. And Rebbe Kiva said, he is Melech HaMashiach. And then Beitar falls, the Jewish army is vanquished, and Bar Kochba is killed. Two opinions, Bavli Yerushalmi, did he die? He was bitten by a snake, or the Romans killed him. And terrible despair upon the entire nation. And people realized that the Churban is final. the war is over. We lost. We no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. And this is going to be a long, dark Golus. Everybody was broken and shattered. Where do we come for chizik in difficult times, in dark times, if not Rebbe Akiva? His motto was called the Oved Rachmona Letav Oved. Rebbe Akiva was the one that always saw Rachamei Shemayim in the most dire circumstances. So the Gemara at the end of Broches, what Rebbe Akiva says, called the Yovid Rachmana Letav Oved, he's dealing with his own trials and tribulations, his own pain, his own difficulty. But in the Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph, there's an amazing story. Another story about Rebbe Eliezer and his Talmidim. Kishachala Rebbe Eliezer ben Horkelos, v'nechensu Talmidav levakro. Rabbi Tarfon is the first one to speak. And Rabbi Tarfon says, Rabbi, Toiv atu li Yisrael metipu shel gishamim. There is no life without water. You are more precious to us than rain. Rabbi Shua is number two, and he says, Rabbi Toiv atu li Yisrael megalgal chamo. There is no life without the rays of the sun. Sun giving warmth, giving light, photosynthesis. We can't live without the sun. Rebbe Loza ben Azariah, number three, Rebbe Toivat Yisrael Ma'av Em. Father and mother bring us to this world, but you bring us to this world and the world to come. It's Rebbe Akiva's turn. What could he say after his three friends said such amazing compliments? Rebbe Akiva says, Rebbe, Chavivin Yisurim, Shem Malim et Adam Bekaf Chova Lekaf Zchus. I quoted this Gemara 1,000 times, and every time I quote it, it's like Tzmarmorat Oveled Bi. How much courage did Rebbe Akiva need standing there after his three friends sing the praise of Rebbe Eliezer? How much we love you, how great you are, what you mean to us. This is what you have to say, Akiva. The Godel Hador is in pain. Al Erez Dvai, he's on his deathbed, and he's suffering. And Rabbi Akiva says, Chavivin Yisurim. How does Rabbi Eliezer respond? And Rabbi Eliezer was the angry one. We know him from Sened and Samaches. Tamei ani im tamusu misasatz mechem. How does he respond? Samchuni ve'eshma divrei Akiva Talmidi. Tipeshel gishomem gal gal chama avem over me'alav. Has no interest in compliments. He says, Akiva, what did you say? Where did you learn this? Rebbe Akiva doreshet aktuvim. And Rebbe Eliezer is moved. That's Rebbe Akiva. So would it be a wonder? Shuv ba'machas ayu olim liYerushalayim. And Makas Davchav Gimel. And they see a fox scampering out of Kodesh HaKodeshim. They all break down crying. And Rebbe Akiva is smiling. And they ask him, Akiva, why do you seem amused? And he says, why are you crying? How could one not cry? And Rebbe Akiva says, L'kach ani mitzachik. Rebbe Akiva is the one that sees Orot HaGeulah Bokim Bo'olim Etoch Hashkat HaGalut. So in such a difficult time, yes, each and every one of these Gedolim left his home and came to Rebbe Akiva to learn, how do we cope with pain? How do we cope with Hester Ponim? How do we cope with difficult times in which our people are suffering? Where do we get chizuk? We all remember Pesach, when hundreds of thousands came to Yerushalayim, Chavuras Chavuras, with their Korban Pesach. What a joy, what a simcha. And now, we have nothing. No Beis Mikdash, Ein Kohanim Bavodatam, Ein Leviim Bishiram Uvizimram. So we came to Rebbe Akiva to learn. Echai v'rayai, We are once again in difficult times, and this is a period of Hester Ponim. Not to be compared in any way to Chorban HaBayis. Not to be compared in any way to the Holocaust. I visited Poland 2 weeks ago with a group of Talmidim. But it's a difficult time. Soldiers are dying and hurting and getting hurt on a daily basis. 6 months ago, nobody thought that 6 months will pass and we still don't know how this will end, when this will end. And we all need Chizuk. We all need Rebbe Kiva. We all need not only to believe but to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. So the day before yesterday by night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiled down at us and said, Kindalach, I did not forsake you. I still keep watch, my precious children. Lo yanum ve lo yisham, shomer Yisrael. I'm not an army officer, I'm not a strategist, but I'm not a battler, and I know a bit about warfare, about weaponry, about the modern battlefield. What happened the day before yesterday night is nothing short of a miracle. The most advanced anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems are never hermetic. They're very useful when you need to shoot down a missile or two or five or even ten, but when hundreds of missiles of different types, drones, cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, are fired at once, no way you could prevent terrible damage. This was Nes Golui. So our enemies spent probably $100 million, and all they achieved is killing three Jordanian Arabs. It's not what they had in mind. It's not what they planned. And I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiled down at us after a very difficult period and said, Kindalach, I'm with you. I still keep watch. So don't despair. Put your trust in me, and things will work out. So when Yosef was thrown into a pit with Nachoshim v'Akraven, and then he was taken out of the pit, and I try to imagine what he feels, threw him into that terrible pit, and they bring him out, and Yosef says, I know my brothers, they love me, they're good people, they're tzaddikim. Well, they had a moment of craziness, but they regret it, and Baruch Hashem, they're taking me out and we're going home. And then he is shocked to learn, no, we're not going home. They're selling me to an alien people. I don't know where I'm going. And then Gmaleyam Nosot Nichois Tzvi Veloit, and Rashi writes, it was a miracle. Gemalayim shel Arvim usually carry oil, neft. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted him to have a pleasant fragrance, to smell besomim. If we would ask Yosef, does it matter to you? Does it make a difference what you're smelling? He would say, what are you, crazy? What do I care what I'm smelling? I want to go home. What are they doing to me? So what's the point of that nais? Sometimes in difficult times, Kodesh Baruch Hu just smiles down and says, Kindalach, I have not forsaken you. Gzerei melefonai. And I know it's painful. And I know it hurts. It's the way it needs to be. And you can't understand why. But I'm just sending you a little miracle just to show you I have not forsaken you. I'm here right next to you. You're going there, and I'm coming along. So, I was elated a night before yesterday, because to me, this was a clear miracle, and this Baruch Hu conveys a message, I'm with you, and I'm still keeping watch. So we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ko Yitan Hashem v'Ko Yosef. We want many more miracles. So my great Rebbe, the Kloizer Magid Rebbe, once said, So why is the meaning when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you lift your hand and you cover your eyes? It's a Gemara in Brochus, and the Shulchan Aruch says Shelo Lasiach Da'at, because Kavon is important. But then, why isn't the Aloha just close your eyes and look at the Yisrael? It seems to be a symbolic act when you take your hand and you cover your eyes, so the Kloizenberger Rebbe said. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. As we all know from so many sources, Shem Havaya always reflects Rachamim, and Elokim is Midas Adin. And in each and every individual's life, sometimes we have wonderful days. Days of Gezunt and Nachas and Simcha and achievements and Parnasa. But sometimes life takes a turn to the worse, and we all sometimes know pain and loss. Most of our days, hopefully, are good days. So we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Rachamim and Din. We cover our eyes. We want to believe and we try to feel Hashem Echad, that there's only one Shem and it is all Rachamim. And Midas Adin, in a way, is Rachamim. And that is what the Bekiva teaches us. Kol Da'avid Rachmana Letav Avid. So I say, all those great Tanuam came together called Oto HaLaila HaKasheh Shel Choshech Shel Nisyonot. Laila in the Novi always indicates Golus, Shoymer Ma'amelel, Osa Boika Vegam Laila. Ad Shabau Talmideyem Vamru, Igyaz Man Kriyat Shema, it is time to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So this week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us Nisim. And we put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we ask for many more. Chodesh Nisan, Chazal says, Chodesh Asher Yishuot Bo Makifot. HaKofa in Lashon Kodesh has two different interpretations. Liot Mukaf means to be surrounded and enveloped. We should be enveloped and surrounded with Yeshuas. HaKofa is also credit. So Nisan HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Yeshuas with credit. Rabbani Shalom, we don't have with what to pay, you know. Kedalam v'charoshim, amadnu lefanecha. But give us credit. Give us Yeshuas with credit. We promise, you know. Said Mashiach, we'll all be great tzaddikim and then we'll pay. For now, Yeshuot Bo Makifot, Rabbi Shalom, we need more miracles. And we want to see them. And now on Chodesh Nisan, Yeshuot Bo Makifot, Yom Anachon Lo Ra'uyim Velo Kedayim, give us with credit. Ten lanu b'hakafa. Ki yameitzeischem me'eretz Mitzrayim, arenu neflois. We should once again see Nisan neflois, and this war should be over, and it should be over good. And our enemies should be vanquished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yad Bersoneinu Tachteinu. And there should be no more suffering and no more pain. And we should all be Zoicha. Ki Yameitzeischem Yeretz Mitzrayim Arenu Neflois. We should be Zoicha to see Mashiach Tzidkenu. Ve'binyan Beis Mikdoshenu Ve'sefarteinu Ve'nochal Shem Menazvochem Ve'menapsochem Sheyegi Adom HaMalkim Ezbechacho. And b'mheiru v'yomeinu, amen. Have a beautiful kosher and freilichem Pesach. Amen.